Over 10 years ago, I started my company, letting my ambition drive me through my goals, allowing me to build a successful business from the ground up. And I'm proud of what I achieved. Like, I could see results and it was rewarding. There was something really logical about it that I felt comfort in. I don't know. I used to set goals for myself, push myself. It became addictive, like a game. There was a point at which I couldn't celebrate the achievements. I just moved forward to the next goal, next target. But I thought I was in a good place at the time. I think I let external validation rule my life. It became just a lot. It wasn't until a close friend of mine, who I've known since we were little, she told me that I'd changed. She said I'd become more closed off. I was quick taken aback. I think the word she used was irritable. That I got very irritable and didn't laugh anymore. This hurt. I don't know. I felt like it was coming out of nowhere. I think in retrospect, I see that conversation in a completely different light. But in that moment, it was just painful. I like control, you know, feeling a sense of control. Control in work, in how I am perceived. I just remember feeling really disorientated. I think she could see that she'd struck something. I don't know. I've known her for as long as I can remember. So I think she saw it. She brushed past it in a way that she does, but I just couldn't drop it. I felt betrayed. Sounds silly to say now, but I felt like she was attacking my success. I guess at the time, I struggled to separate the two, myself and what I've achieved. The next day, I felt even worse. I couldn't sleep. I went to my parents for lunch. Thought a bit of mum's roast chicken would make me feel better, you know. Can't remember whether I brought it up or they did. I think it was me. I think, yes, I told them about the conversation and they agreed with Christina. My mum is one of those women who can't lie if you paid her. So I felt like her opinion was confirmation that this is real, a real issue. I remember her saying that she hasn't seen me smile since my brother's birthday. That was 3 months ago at the time. She said it felt like she was losing sight of her little boy. I spoke to my dad after all this. He's a doctor, and at this point, I started to think there was something wrong. I felt like I wasn't seeing what others were seeing. I just wanted it, whatever it was, to stop. He said to Google burnout. My mum was stroking my hair, and it just felt so intimate. I remember feeling like a child again, feeling really small. I think I'd been stuck in survival mode for so long, I'd forgotten what it's like to accept love without condition or having to earn it. I felt really connected to them in that moment. It was the first time in ages that I felt love from just existing. We started to make a plan together. Felt like being back at school. I liked the safety of it. My mum was the one who knew about Save Planet Liners from YouTube. She's on YouTube all the time. Turns out all those YouTube rabbit holes paid off. She'd heard of a retreat and resilience center on the ship and thought it would be perfect. They offer a medical psychological program developed with professors at the university hospital in Heidelberg. I think this felt exciting and terrifying. I've always found water extremely peaceful. It feels like an escape. But leaving my company, work behind, it was a big thing for me. That same day, I booked the last crossing of the year from Hamburg to New York and the Transformative Wellness Program. Last trip of the year, last cabin. After almost 3 months of backpacking through the USA, I wanted to take the Save Planet Liner ship from Miami to Marseille. This time, I got an outside cabin. A week after my conversation with my parents, I was just standing on the sun deck thinking, I'm so proud of myself and how grateful I was to be here, allowing myself the time to learn and grow. I'm separate from my achievements. The next day, I had a full checkup. Blood was taken, an ECG was done, and I felt like I was being listened to. I was recommended a psychologist, and it shifted everything. I was so used to people listening to me for direction, for guidance on what to do next. But here it was me. I was the topic of conversation. How could I become stronger? The doctor then recommended for me to have an individual coaching session daily and a group session every other day. Now, here's the thing, right? The absolute shock came when he said that I had to stop using my phone completely for the duration of the crossing. I found this strangely one of the hardest parts. I still made a phone call to my co-manager, who had taken full responsibility for our business while I was away, and explained that I wouldn't be available until New York, that I could only be reached through my parents in extreme emergencies. Parting with my phone meant not being able to contact my colleagues. It's strange thinking about it now, but I was dead set on having my phone. It did take a while to come round, I must admit, at first. I imagine it was a bit like ripping candy from a baby, but there was a point where I realised I can't get better unless I completely disconnect. Let me tell you, the next 2 or 3 days were, well, they were a journey. My phone, my iPad and my laptop were silent. No messages. I was cut off from the outside world. Only the sea, the ship and the people around me. I think I felt quite, I don't know, lonely? Or like naked. I didn't have anything to hide behind. After a couple of days of being out on the deck, I took a random novel from one of the library shelves. I always judge a book, which I have for the first time in my hands, by its cover. I sat down on one of those comfy armchairs and began to read my first book in, I don't know, can't remember the last time I read for enjoyment. In that moment, sitting there, book in hand, staring at the sea, I felt like I could breathe for the first time in 10 years. The stress just liquefied. Now I'm back at work, after more than 3 months. After coming back to work, me and my co-managing director had locked ourselves in a meeting room for 2 days. We talked very openly about how our work schedule, so that neither us nor our employees would have to experience burnout. I was very lucky to have gotten out of the toxic behaviour pattern in time.